Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Black Cockatoo and Diran, written by Carl Merrison and Hakia Hustler, and read by Hayley Rivers. The hit came hard, sending the young Diran, Black Cockatoo, reeling from his roost in the large gum tree. The boy approached cautiously, Shanghai dangling from his hand to inspect his catch. The Diran lay sprawled amongst the smaller birds he'd been using as target practice. "Chai! I hope you're planning to eat that one at least," said Mia, looking at the devastation at the bottom of the yard. Chai whirled around, Shanghai loaded. "Get lost! Nobody asked you." Mia bent down, scooped up the Diran, cradled it to her chest, and walked defiantly back inside, tears in her eyes.
"We don't just kill for the fun of it, Joji, grandson," said Jai's grandfather as he walked onto the veranda, cup of tea in hand. His calm presence insisted that he be heard.
"Nah, I was just practicing, Joji, grandfather," Jai said, head bowed respectfully. "It was just some fun."
The grandfather slowly placed his tea on the back table and collected the dead birds from the ground. He threw all except one to the Gunyad dogs.
"This one is your dinner," he said to his grandson. "Pluck and gut him before you bring him in."
Jai didn't argue, but when his Joji walked inside, he aimed his Shanghai high and shot down a settled Wangra crow from the tree in the neighbor's yard. Inside the house, Mia put the Diran into a dark cardboard box. She didn't know what had made her save this one, but she did. Growing up in the bush, she had seen many animals die and had hunted many of her own. She remembered the story her grandmother had told her about this bird, and that culturally she wasn't allowed to say its name or look at it. Seeing the red underwing flash brightly had drawn her attention to the Diran's small body sprawled out on the ground. She had been moved and had risked her brother's wrath by picking it up. She wasn't meant to challenge her brother. As her older brother, she owed him a certain amount of respect. She wasn't even sure if the bird would survive. She could hear shallow breathing from within the box, so she knew it was alive. She placed the box carefully in her wardrobe, away from prying eyes, and went into the kitchen to join her mother and aunties getting the food ready for dinner.